guys. So I just want to say, as a resident, that I really appreciate Tenasca's efforts to listen to community. You don't see that often. Folks sometimes dig their heels in when community says they don't want it and it becomes a fight. So I really appreciate the way that Tenasca listened. And I wanted to say that this is why we, you know, the community came together and the planning group to create a transition zone to separate these types of uses from homes and schools. And this is a way to do it, right? This project is important to the region and it's in the right place in the neighborhood. We see other folks that are like, oh, this stuff is great for the region, so we should put it next to your home. And that's not the way to do it. This project is done right. I really am grateful for you guys talking about possible hazards and being blunt about worst case scenarios. A lot of folks want to stay away from that, but I appreciate your transparency because the, you know, CPG can now know what they are approving, you know, essentially a safe and beneficial project. And I hope that the way that Tenasca approached this project really becomes the standard for other folks wanting to come into the neighborhood and build industrial uses in Logan. It has to be where the community said, it has to be in the industrial areas, it has to be on the other side of the transition zone, and it has to be really safe. And these things have to be thought about, folks have to be transparent. Tenasca did all that. So I'm grateful to you guys. And from what it means over here, this resident, I support the project.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Marisa, Julie. Who else do you have out there?
Dyke, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening. My name is DK Aniwa. No worries. No, it literally happens every day. but no, I'm actually calling here tonight on behalf of the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce. So I staff our Sustainability and Industry Committee, and I saw this project come through our policy committee actually a little over a year ago, where it actually received a unanimous recommendation and support that was ultimately validated by our entire board of directors. Largely for all of the reasons that Keith and Derek have gone through. You know, I recognize that the location of this project has changed, but all of the reasons that we supported it have not, right? Battery storage projects are really critical in the city's effort to meet its climate action goals and to help facilitate that transition to the sustainable future. And so, you know, this project really does conform, not just with the community plan update, but also, you know, we've worked, the Tenasca team has worked with EHC, Climate Action Campaign, and a number of other community stakeholders to really make sure that their project is in line. And I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, we'd like to kind of second what Julie said right there and applaud Keith and their team for going through this community-focused approach. You know, incidentally, I actually serve as the vice chair of the Midway Planning Group, so I'm familiar with the process. And to your point about, you know, developers or whoever else kind of just, you know, shrugging us aside as community members, but I just like to take that one time, the moment that we have to recognize that this is a project that's gone in the complete opposite direction and really turn their project upside down in order to fit in and really be a good partner for this community. So just want to, you know, close and say on behalf of the chamber, I want to thank all of you for serving your community and just kind of, you know, reiterate our support for this project and hope that you support it as well.